KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN transport officials are warning motorists to exercise patience and caution as thousands of travellers continue to descend on the province for the Easter long weekend. They say they expect major highways like the N3 and N2 to continue seeing higher traffic volumes. Almost 1,000 vehicles an hour were recorded coming into KwaZulu-Natal yesterday. Officials say this will likely continue this morning. Major delays are already being reported on the N3 near the Chatterton off-ramp in Pietermaritzburg, where cleanup operations are currently underway after a double truck crash. Now, law enforcement officers have promised they'll be on the roads to clamp down on any lawlessness this long weekend. They held a major roadblock on the Marion Hill Toll Plaza yesterday, where two arrests were made, one involving an alleged stolen vehicle. Newswatch was there and spoke to other motorists coming into the province.
We're going to Tanga Rocks and we're going to Devon Beach. We'll be exploring everywhere.
My brother and sister are down from Cape Town and Joburg, and we're just going to spend time on the beach with family and friends. Yeah.
This Passover, I'll be in church and I'm going to preach on myself.
At the same time, the Federated Hospitality Association of South Africa says popular luxury accommodations are already fully booked in KZN for this Easter period. It says the occupancy rate at other popular hotels currently sits between 75 and 80%. Fadasa's Brett Tange.
If we put March and April this year together, we're definitely down on last year. In terms of if we're just looking at the Easter period, I think we'll be the same as last year, possibly a little bit down.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has confirmed that the 0.5 percentage point VAT increase will proceed as planned on the first of next month. He's revealed this in his answering affidavit to court challenges by the DA and EFF. Godongwana argues the VAT hike is necessary to avoid cuts in spending on public services or more debt. He's dismissed the DA's claim that the VAT Act is unconstitutional, as the law permits him to announce such increases provided Parliament approves it. The case is set to be heard in the High Court in the Western Cape next week, Tuesday. And in the US, two people are dead and five others have been left injured following a shooting at the Florida State University. Footage shows people fleeing the scene and running through traffic near the campus in the state capital of Tallahassee. Police say the suspected shooter is a student there. The local sheriff says the 20-year-old is also the son of a deputy within the force.
Unfortunately, her son had access to one of her weapons. That was one of the weapons that was found at the scene. And we are continuing that investigation into how that weapon was used and what other weapons perhaps he may have had access to.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Looking at your weather today, KZN, Durban, a high of 23, Richards Bay, 25, Margate and Ulundi, 22, Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith, 20, Newcastle, 19, Underberg, Cokstad and Mooi River, 17. We've got 3-meter high sea swells at the Durban beach this morning with sunset at 33 minutes past 5. Cape Town, 26, Johannesburg, 14. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.